This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley, and our co-host today is Corky Aiken.
Hi, Jim.
All right, Jim, typically we open with prayer, do we not?
We have a prayer here we can open with. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the precious gifts of life and health. Thank you for our family and friends, our faith in you, and the fact we live in the United States of America. Please bless and protect each member of our families and keep us safe from everything that would lead us away from you and from all harm and serious illness, from bullying, addiction, abuse, and violence of all kinds. And through the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, please one day welcome each member of our family into your holy kingdom. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen.
All right, so you just heard a quick whisper amen from our guest today. We are really happy that we were able to arrange this as quickly as we could. We have Katrina Terry, who's the founder and CEO of Lion 195 Against Trafficking, Inc. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Oh, I'm not sir. My father was sir, and he's home in heaven. I'm Corky.
Okay.
And so what I was able to do was go onto your website, which is extremely well done and very informative. And so for the benefit of our listeners, I'm just going to read from the intro, which is what you have on your website. And that's the exact number of minors who are forced into child sex trafficking in the United States is difficult to determine due to the covert nature of the crime. But it is estimated that between 240,000 and 325,000 women and children are forced into sexual slavery in the United States every year. And the total number varies wildly as it's very difficult to research, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. This number is likely an underestimate, as many cases go unreported and undetected. And I'm getting chills.
Has human trafficking always been a problem in this country? I mean, until maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago, I hardly ever heard of it and thought of it, well, that's in some foreign,
far away,
distant countries that are really ugly, and I don't want to go there, but it happens here in the United States.
Absolutely, and even recently, with the movie Sound of Freedom being out, and more people coming and speaking to me about their own personal experiences and abductions that happened, and even in the early 2000s, that they were told by law enforcement that they were captured into human trafficking. And so I'm sure this problem has been a very big one for a very long time, mm-hmm. and it's just basically having light shed on it.
I see. And I was really surprised to learn that Indianapolis, just because mm-hmm. of, because it is the venue for certain very big events,
right.
the Indy 500 for one, becomes a hotbed for human trafficking.
Absolutely. But it's also even in the smallest of towns. You'd be highly surprised how it is everywhere, but it is absolutely a concern here in all the surrounding cities.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we're talking about human trafficking, what are we talking about?
From children being taken and sexually exploited and into human trafficking, where there may be coercion, where the trafficker is brainwashing them to not say anything or to threaten their family because maybe they sent a picture after they were asked. And so then they ask for more, or they say they're going to expose it to their school or their preacher. So there's a lot of, it's called sextortion, that's going on from social media attacking the youth. That's a big issue.
Now, does it normally happen within a family, or somebody outside the family initiates everything?
That's a very good question. In the United States, it's been quoted that over 80% of all of the people that are trafficked in the United States are American citizens. A huge number of that is called familial trafficking. So it is typically a family member, also the foster families as well. Now, there are absolutely great foster families, mm-hmm. but there are a lot, and I believe it's a 60% of the foster care system, they have been trafficked in there, mm-hmm. or they were trafficked before they got there. Mm-hmm. So,
and tell us about the name of your organization, Lion 195. I was a member of a Lions club many years ago, and fine organization, does lots of things that have got nothing to do with yours.
That's correct. Actually, a lot of people, when they see our sign recently, thought it was the Lions club. So I've had to correct a lot of people. So Lion is for Lion of Judah. Mm-hmm. 195 is for 195 countries around the world against trafficking.
Okay. Now, are you local to Indiana, or is Lion 195 a national organization and this is the local chapter? What's the structure of the organization?
Absolutely. So we're headquartered here. One of the main things that we're doing is our Lion 195 coalition that statewide, multi-statewide, we're doing Region 5 first since we're in it, based off of Homeland Security's FEMA's 10 regions. And so it's 6 states in that. And then we plan on going, well, we will be also on a national level, but eventually global, which the Lord let me know 3 times in 1 day confirmation that this would be global. So, yes.
Don't you love it when he talks right to you?
Yes, absolutely.
And to your comfort level, this is all very personal to you.
Yes.
Your life has been what we would not call a walk in the park. What could you let us know that would lend substance to your involvement with this?
Absolutely. So, you know, with the testimony I'm going to share with you, I definitely feel that I'm walking in my purpose on purpose. So to also shed light how real it is in, you know, any community, any side of town, because this horrible crime doesn't have a restriction to just one neighborhood. So I personally was kidnapped when I was 7, and it was only 2 houses down from mine, and we lived in a good neighborhood. I was held captive for over 24 hours. I endured a lot of sexual trauma, and then I ended up, only by the grace of God, that I was able to leave and make a way of escape. But they were able to capture him before he drove away, and so I ended up testifying, and he went to prison and ended up dying in prison, actually.
So you had to testify as a child?
Yes.
I'm sure that was what kind of experience?
Yes. I can actually still picture the courtroom. It was full. I can remember ladies crying and weeping as I gave my testimony. Mm. And it was in 89, and so that wasn't like a big common thing then.
No.
So
I'm sure.
Now, what does your organization do? I mean, are you private investigators who go out and uncover rings of trafficking or individual cases? Or what does your organization do?
Absolutely. So I'm actually a former private investigator.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have a background in cybersecurity. So is one of the co-founders, Shatrice Mosley, too. And we do a couple of things. Our main mission is to build the children's home here. So the Lord gave me this mission and vision last June, so over a year ago. And I have been in the last 2 years working with one of my board members, Carolyn Knight, that has Light and Darkness Ministry. And we go into the strip clubs here locally and witness to the girls there. A lot of them are trafficked in the strip clubs. And so we witness to them. And in that process, we have a lot of strategic partners that help find the children online, so that they can be rescued. Then it was revealed that there was not enough places that these children could go to specifically for the right resources and healing. So instead, they go right back into the foster care system, where it happens repeatedly. And or obviously, we don't want them to go back to their home if that's where they were trafficked from.
Now, you mentioned a couple of your board members, and on your website, it gives some fairly substantial biographies. You got some heavy hitters working with you.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind, in the next couple of minutes, give us an overview of who you work with and where they come from and why. I mean, this is a powerful bunch, so let's brag a little.
Okay, absolutely. And I'm going to actually start with the co-founder as well, Shatrice Mosley. So she worked for the Indiana governor currently for the last 6 years, recently resigned because she got promoted up to Homeland Security. She's the state CISA for Indiana. And so she has a lot of resources and has done an amazing job from a strategy perspective for the state. So it's a huge blessing with our Line 195 Coalition and for the Children's Home and bringing all these organizations together, because we're not trying to replace anybody. We want to lift up other organizations and come together as a greater fight in this mission, and we're stronger together. So I want to make that clear.
So you're trying to boost the arsenal.
Absolutely, absolutely, and have more ammo there.
There you go.
On the board, Nate Osovato, he is a Marine, former chief signals intelligence officer as well, and he also worked for the NSA too. So he has also helped in multiple nonprofits, and he's a treasurer for Line 195.
Wow. Yeah. Already.
Yes.
It's like, okay, if anybody out there is listening who is shouldn't be involved in this, I think you might need to tremble a little bit. We've got some real heavy hitters going on.
I can mention more board members.
Yeah, I mean, who else? I mean, you have a lot of people there.
Yes. So Carolyn Knight, I already mentioned, with the Light and Darkness Ministry. She's been doing that for 18 years and has given many trainings, countless, for human trafficking awareness trainings, because that's another thing we want to bring to light in the schools as well. We want to speak to the high schools and the middle schools to share not only the awareness to look out, but I want to speak to the individuals it's happening to, so they know that it's actually not normal and to speak up. But Dave Desitels, he has been in executive leadership in oil and gas for over 40 years. Very renowned and well known in the oil and gas industry. And then Mark Peavy as well, over 25 years in executive leadership in oil and gas, and has his own oil and gas and consulting company. And then there are many too. We are all Christians. Mm-hmm. I have down that we are not a religious nonprofit organization, but we are all Christians. Mm-hmm. On my advisory board, everyone it was either or is an evangelist, a preacher, or a preacher's wife.
Outstanding. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to get deeper into the subject of sex trafficking in this country and get Katrina's inside view. Stay with us.
When a business is looking to expand, they say it's all about location, location, location. But what about when the church needs to expand? To stretch out and reach those fallen away, estranged from the faith, or those who simply have never heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then it's all about vocation, vocation, vocation. We need more people dedicated to the mission of serving the church, more priests, more deacons, more men and women of vowed service, and more lay workers willing to go into the fields. The harvest is rich, but the workers are few. Is God calling you to service? Pray on it, and while you're there, pray for more vocations. A simple request from your friends at Catholic Radio Indy. Do you like game shows? How about trivia? You're listening to Catholic Radio, so I assume you're interested in the Catholic Church. Catholic Challenge 2.0 is the newest addition to our programming lineup here on Catholic Radio Indy. A 30-minute quiz show covering almost everything Catholic. Catholic Challenge 2.0 tests your knowledge and teaches at the same time. Check it out every Thursday afternoon at 4:30 right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
We've found the source.
Just turn it on and it just turns my day around.
His name is Jesus.
He's really changed my life and changed me for the better.
Your search is over. Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I am Corky Aiken here with Jim Ganley and Katrina Terry, the founder and CEO of Lion 195 Against Trafficking Incorporated. And we're talking about the crisis of sex trafficking in this country and the revelations that are coming out through your work and through the Sound of Freedom movie are shocking, frankly. I know that I was completely unaware. So, you know, being no genius myself, I'm sure that this is probably a normal state. But you've had opportunity to see the movie, and you've also had a lot of work in where these crimes occur. So just, you know, take off. Just tell us your story. Tell us your point of view.
Absolutely. So a lot of people don't realize how much it is in the family, the grooming that happens, the family members that are trafficking their own family. You know, after the kidnapping, a year later, my mom died, and then my aunt and uncle adopted me. So from age 9 to 16, I went through sexual abuse by my uncle, and my aunt didn't believe me. So as you can imagine, I grew up a little angry. And yeah. So, you know, this is close to my heart, too, because, and I hear stories. I mean, I'll just be frank. There is a grandmother here, a story about a grandmother that were trafficking 7 of her grandchildren, starting at age 3. And that was recently uncovered. And so there's, with this movie, so many people have reached out to me and told me their story and how it was from generation to generation, this issue, and how they still aren't healed. And so when I speak, the Lord healed me from all my past trauma. And so a lot of people have came to me like, how did that happen? And it's really opened up some wounds, but some opportunity for the Lord to come in and heal them.
Mm-hmm. So. Is there a way that people might recognize trafficking situations? I mean, if you see a happy family going down the street, you kind of assume they're a happy family or playing in a park. But sometimes you see things that don't fit quite right. Is that a sign that it might be problems?
I will say that anytime anyone ever suspects anything, call the human trafficking hotline because it is completely anonymous and they look into it. So even if it's the little bit of suspicion, I would say please report it. The traffickers or the family members have really brainwashed them to an extent of it's very hard to even tell. But if you're paying attention, I will say that the teachers have, I've heard from firsthand that they know from kindergarten on up. In the drawings, after there's been a holiday, they'll see that behavior. So, and really, the teachers are with the kids more than the parents sometimes, right? So, it's just, you know, suspect. I mean, they could seem withdrawn, maybe jumpy, or I mean, really, really, just make that call, I would say.
And what is that hotline, or is that on web?
That is on my website. I don't have it memorized. I apologize.
That's okay. No, www.lion195.org.
Correct.
And you have links to that and other resources as well. Earlier you mentioned that foster system, while in many cases is perfect and does save kids from other fates, could also be a downside. And you know, could you please elucidate that for us?
Yes. So the National Foster Institute estimates roughly 60% of all child sex trafficking victims have been in the foster care system or another child welfare system, and 42% of sex trafficking cases are brought in by family members. So that's another issue, is that the resources for families that this has happened to, their loved one, or the foster families that receive a child that has had this trauma, there really needs to be way more in-depth education and preparation for them to help that child succeed and that family succeed.
Have you been approached by any of the foster organizations to help with that at all?
I have not yet.
Well, we will try to change that. One of the things we do as a public service announcement is talk about foster care and how people can sign up. And so perhaps there could be an avenue to that. It seems like your organization would be a natural partner for people who do want to be actual loving foster parents, just to make sure they're on the safe side and can help these kids who come at them damaged mm-hmm. and broken, and help them heal, and especially if they're good Christian families.
Sure. We're talking to Katrina Terry, founder and CEO of Lion 195 Against Trafficking. And does your organization actually have a home where people who have been abused can live?
That is what we're actively fundraising for right now. So when God gave me the mission last June, I felt that it was going to be thousands of children. Mm-hmm. So when our strategic partners find these children and they don't have a place to take them, or it's temporary, or it is in a situation where they're dealing with other violent children versus helping them heal for their specific needs. So that's what we're currently fundraising. It will be located here and for kids anywhere around mm-hmm. the U.S. that have been sexually exploited and trafficked.
And how large a facility are you envisioning?
Well, again, I think it's thousands. So, you know, there's a few different areas that have been identified. And mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. we sure. want to be able to keep growing and growing on it mm-hmm. so that we can help.
What are some of the needs of your organization? Obviously, you need funds to help build a physical building, but do you have need for volunteers and things like that as well?
Absolutely. And then also too, once the home is fully operational, the staffing perspective, from, you know, medical professionals to the right trauma counselors, you know, so
and maintenance, food service.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right. Now, earlier you mentioned that you go into strip clubs and witness to the girls.
Yes.
What kind of pushback do you get from the management of these places?
You'd actually be surprised. So Carolyn's been doing this for 18 years, and they have that mentality that, well, if a girl leaves, no problem, there's seven behind them. So, I mean, we even go in taking cookies and presents for the girls, and there are just times that we'll go in there, and there'll be two or three girls that said, we couldn't wait for you to get here. Can you please pray for us? You know.
Wow. Wow. Sorry, I got to take a moment on that one.
Yeah, yeah. People sometimes talk about strip clubs and things as if they're nothing or just everybody does it. Well, no, and there's no victims, they say, but there are victims.
Absolutely. And also, too, what we have found is every one of the ladies that I personally spoke to have been traumatized as a child mm-hmm. or they had some form of sexual abuse. So this children's home is so that they can have a safe place to heal. They can feel love mm-hmm. by the love of the Lord, and that their past won't define them. That's the main thing. We want to break the cycle. We don't want them to think that this is what they were made for, or that's just all they're worth. Like the individuals we speak to and the ladies that are anywhere from 18 to 25, mm-hmm. thinking that that's all that they were meant for.
And they've never heard of the forgiveness of Christ, where what you were doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
That you are new in his clothing. And when you put him on, the old goes away.
That's right.
And that's a miracle. So those are victories.
Absolutely.
And if you are now in a 5-state area, how many, I don't mean to make a scorecard out of this, but how many do you think you've pulled out of this cycle? How many people, how many kids do you think you've been able to take and make better?
Well, for us at Lion 195, we're just getting started on the child front side, because the main, as far as hands-on, I would say that there's been families and communication that we've helped and put them in the right track of who to go to, since we can't take them in right now. Mm-hmm. I know that just with one organization that has temp housing for kids, there's over 100 kids that have been trafficked just within one organization that needs a home. So if we had the home right now, at minimum, we would have over 100 kids.
Wow. That's,
locally.
That's crazy.
Do you have a start date in mind for the home, or groundbreaking, so to speak?
As soon as possible. So there's some discussions, and so we have a few different pending options, and we're trying to make that happen sooner than later.
You mentioned your website, and I want you to give sure. people your website again. And what else will they find at your website?
So education and awareness. We do a lot of speaking events. Mm-hmm. So churches, businesses, we want people also to know how to not put the trauma on top of trauma and how to respond the right way. And then also to have that awareness training in general. So it needs to be eye-opening that it is very present, it is very real, it is very here. And to also be careful where you go.
Mm-hmm. That just brought a visual into my mind. Okay, so you hear about some kid who's been trafficked for a number of years, and the first thing you would want to do is be all nurturing and caring, but the first reaction is actually going to recoil a little bit.
Absolutely.
This kid might be unclean or something to that effect. And so I would imagine mm-hmm. that there is some very pointed and focused training or exposure that people need to go to understand how to make that initial approach or contact with somebody who's introduced.
Well, and one thing I definitely want to say is, especially in the churches too, when somebody comes to you, no matter the age, no matter a young person, an older person, if they tell you about a trauma, please say, I believe you. That is more powerful than anything. You may be the only person that person tells. And if they don't feel that they're believed, then why would they say it again? And then they're mm-hmm. trapped where they're at.
All right. The website is www.lion195.org. Educational materials. You can line up speaking dates. You can see everything. And believe me, you need to go and visit this website, because not only does it give you lots of resources, but it certainly illustrates the magnitude of this problem. Now, you saw the movie, and it's a good parallel.
Absolutely.
And you would recommend that everybody who hears the show go and sees it right this very moment.
Yes, yes. And it is... It will change your perspective, and it will help you see that this is really, it's not just a movie. But
all right, we got about 30 seconds left. Is there anything you'd want to put at the end of this just to really bring it home?
Absolutely. So the Lord had me start also a sexual trauma recovery group. Now, this is separate than Line 195. It's called the Resilient Gemstones. So many people in the past week have came to me about their traumas that they're not healed from. Anyone's interested, please reach out to me. My email is on the website.
And we also have 833-TEAM-195, 833-832-6195. Katrina Terry, founder and CEO of Lion 195 Against Trafficking Incorporated. Thank you. This is powerful stuff.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for this opportunity.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget@CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.